Singer-songwriter Kate Nash is a 20-year-old from England whose music is melodic, fun, and not more introspective than you'd want from a 20-year-old. But let's hear.
This is my face, covered in freckles, with the occasional spot and some veins. This is my
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Are you 20? Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. So I didn't want to offend you, but here's what I was getting at. Sometimes you hear 20-year-olds talk about the state of the world or let's impeach Parliament. You talk about things that I think you're very intuitive about, like the gestures of someone that you're going out with and how it might lead to a breakup. So you're writing about, it seems to me like you're writing about things that you know and that you get.
Okay, yeah.
You'll buy it.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, how old were you when you started songwriting?
About 14, probably.
And when we say started, was it just like more than humming songs to yourself? I mean, writing it down and saying, now here's the first song I wrote?
Yeah, I had like a little tape player. And I used to record onto tapes and stuff. Just like hold down, record and play. But I'd never wrote anything good. I was always writing rubbish songs back then.
What was the first good song you wrote?
I think it was The Nicest Thing.
And what's that about? What's the theme of that one?
The theme is like basically wanting to be loved by someone.
It's a universal theme.
It's kind of universal.
It works.
Everybody wants to be loved.
Content-wise or theme-wise, do you take advice from anyone?
What, as in like what someone asked me to, what, telling me to write about something?
No, or? I'm saying after you write it, do you say, well, what do you think of this lyric? What do you think of this turn of phrase?
No, not really. I'm not really like a... I don't really do like first drafts sort of thing. I kind of just write, it just kind of spits out.
Do you puzzle over the songs a lot and change them a lot? Or what we hear on the record, take away the production and engineering,
yeah,
but the soul of the song, is that pretty much the first thing that comes out of you that we're hearing?
Yeah, I think so. The thing is for me, it's like, I think the editing process comes through the live show. So, 'cause I'm sure that the songs are much different to what they are on the record. I don't really, you know what I mean, I don't really listen to that. So if you keep playing live, you get better and the songs change. Because just to keep yourself interested, you want to try out new things. So I think that's kind of how the editing process goes for me, like through the live shows.
A lot of bands, a lot of musicians say how it works out is while you're touring, you're having a lot of ideas. As you're in a hotel room, I think, you know, Keith Richards wrote Satisfaction while just sitting by the pool in Florida one day. He came up with that riff.
Especially because with the band, like, you're all inspiring each other, you know, and just if you've got support bands and stuff, you'll be being inspired by them. And there's a lot of time to listen to things. And I'm always like, oh, I want to do a song like that. I want to do a song like that. Because you're playing the same songs every night as well. It's like, I'm not like, sick of them. I'm not like, I don't hate the songs and stuff, but you do want to do new stuff all the time because you've done them so many times. So I think that's probably something to do with it.
I know that you played South by Southwest with Billy Bragg.
Yeah,
so did
that was so good.
Did you want to write songs about international workers of the world unite?
Yeah. I love being able to work with Billy Bragg. Like, he's, I think we're going to record a song together actually, because we're doing a cover of Great Big Kiss by the Shangri-Las, and I think we're going to record that.
Did you know him? Was he, I mean, he's in his 50s.
Yeah, I knew who he was. I didn't know him. When I met him, I was really excited to meet him. And he asked me to sing on New England. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a responsibility is what
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, I know.
Is.
I was so nervous.
But the Shangri-Las always have like that talking part, right? Where they're
is
she really going out with him?
I know, that's so cool. Sometimes as well, it's really rambly. I love it. Like what they talk about. It's really
yeah. So you're going to do a song for us?
Yes.
All right. And we should say that this is Jay who plays... Are you guys, when you go on tour, is it just the two of you? Do you have a whole backup band?
Yeah, we've got, there's other guys as well. There's Brett and Elliot and John who aren't here.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do Skeleton Song.
Okay, cool. Play it and then I'll ask you a question about the song afterwards.
Okay. You are made of bone. everybody thinks I'm weird. And I should have known that it wouldn't be long until you've got me standing in an awkward position with unwanted attention and the need for explanation. And it's not that I'm letting go of you, but I don't know what to do. You have got no body, so why do you insist on wearing clothes? Skeleton, when we were young, it was easy, even though the other kids, they would tease me. I was only 7, I had you, but now I'm 20.
Kate and Jay, thanks a lot. That was awesome. Wow. Kate, you really had a skeleton? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I've got one. It's called Stanley.
Stanley? What, your parents get it for you as a teaching tool, that sort of thing?
No, my mom just bought him.
Just to have around the house?
Yeah, he's in the living room.
Okay. And so this song's dedicated to him?
Yeah.
And I want to ask you one last question. The vocal stylings of many of your fellow English singers, from your Amy Winehouse to Joss Stone to even Mick Jagger. These people sound like they grew up in Memphis, Tennessee or someplace.
Yeah.
But I know where you're from by the way you sing. Do you have any idea why that is?
Because I sing how I speak.
Yes. And what, they don't? Are they putting on an act or is it, you know?
I think it's just different ways of singing, isn't it? Everyone's got like a different way of doing it, which is fine, you know?
I think so. All right, Kate Nash, the new album, Made of Bricks.
Yep.
It's available everywhere records are sold in some places where they are. Thanks a lot, Kate.
Thanks.